You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh.
And we're going to go straight to Phoenix right off the bat for the Metal Report. Gene, are you there?
I'm here, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Very good.
Well, it's been, nothing short of exciting what's been going on in the market. Gold had a high today of 388, a low of 384, to close at 386, down $2. Silver had a high of $5.74, a low of 558, to close at 565, which, by the way, is about the highest it's been in 4 years or so. It closed last Friday at $5.80, so it's showing some major strength. Platinum had a high of 410.90, a low of 406, to close at 408.90, down $1.10. The Dow, which has been the big hot spot lately, had a high of 3,732.90 and a low of 3,698.10 to close at 3,699. It was down 63.3. In fact, in the last, 15, 18 days, I think it's been, the Dow has lost over 300 points from its highs. It's off approaching 10% here. I think a while back we tried to warn you, tried to tell you that the Dow is in danger. According to R.A. McMaster, this is lower bonds, higher interest rates are like a python squeezing the life out of the stocks. We saw recently a 25% dip or decline in the utility stocks and the transportation stocks. That always is a forerunner of what's going to happen with the general stocks, the Dow Jones, and so watch out, folks. It's upon us. It's happening as far as in the stock market. There's some serious things taking place there. There's a lot of world unrest. We've got the things going on in North Korea. We've got the presidential candidates being assassinated in Mexico. We've got Clintonomics and all his bumblings going on, and folks, we're in trouble. And as Mr. Cooper's been preaching to you for months and years, you need to get yourself prepared. It's not too late. Some things that you need to be doing: number one, you need to be getting your financial house in order. Reduce your debt or get out of debt. Get liquid. Acquire up to a third of your assets in liquid gold and silver. If possible, get out into the country, into a small town. Get your kids out of the government school systems at all possible. There's a number of things that you need to be doing, and time wouldn't permit me to tonight to talk about all the things that I really believe in my heart you need to be doing. We at Swiss America would be more than glad to sit down and talk with you about some of the things that you can do, not only with your finances, but with other areas of your life, and because we're in this I think this final chapter of what's going to be taking place, or at least some pretty dark things happening in our immediate future, and we need to be prepared for it. Give us a call. You've heard Mr. Cooper give us our number over and over and over again, 1-800-289-2646. We have a brand new newsletter that just came out. We'd be more than happy to get that to you. Let's get you educated. Let's get you online of what's going to be taking place here, and let's start making some action here, and let's quit talking about it, but let's start doing something.
Thank you, Gene. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, again. Good to hear from you. Spend the weekend with you in San Jose.
You know, I forgot you were at Bible study last night, and I was waiting for you to call. I didn't realize it till today.
Yeah. Well, that's what we had out of Bible study on Monday nights now, and that's another thing. You need to, you know, not just be, you need to form some groups out there that you can discuss strategies, how you're going to survive together, you know, work together, and have a little teamwork. Because I think there's going to come a day, not in the too far distant future, that we're really going to need to rely upon each other.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, Gene.
Don't forget to call us, 1-800-289-2646. Good night.
Good night. Well, folks, I want you to listen carefully during this hour. And right now, I'm going to issue a call to all Americans who believe in and care for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and understand the importance of the founding of this nation and the importance of saving it. I am calling for all Americans to organize the militia in their cities, in their towns, in their rural areas. I am calling upon you to arm yourselves. I am calling upon you to muster and meet and show those in power that we're serious. Deadly serious. This is a call to arms. I want you to listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, for freedom hangs in the balance today, not tomorrow, today. Your freedom hangs in the balance. Today, right now, as we speak, at least 16 gun ban bills have been introduced in Congress. One has already passed the United States Senate as part of its crime bill, and there will be more. They will flood the House and the Senate with bills to ban the right to keep and bear arms by the American people. Some bills ban long guns. Others ban handguns. Some go after all of our weapons. No matter what kind of gun you own, sooner or later your gun will be on someone's ban list, if it isn't already. The anti-gunners also want to tell you what types of ammunition you can own, and what size magazines you can own, and there are measures before the House and the Senate to heavily tax ammunition. They want you to believe that disarming law-abiding citizens will make you and your family safer, and nothing could be farther from the truth. In the cities in this nation where there is a 100% ban on citizens owning any weapons, they have the highest murder rate, the highest crime rate, the highest statistics of death by crime that's ever existed in this nation. Gun ban bills now in the United States Congress are S-108, bans many imported guns. S-639, bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. S-653, bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Now, I don't mean mini rifles like M-I-N-I. I mean mini rifles like M-A-N-Y. S-892 bans all handguns. S-1607 bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 893 bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1421 bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1472 bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1501 bans all handguns. H.R. 1568 bans many rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1571 bans mini rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1706 bans mini rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 1734 bans mini handguns. H.R. 3132 bans all handguns. H.R. 3184 bans mini rifles, shotguns, and handguns. H.R. 3527 bans mini rifles, shotguns, and handguns. And there is a bill in the Rules Committee that is coming out on the floor of the House within the next few days that will ban all semi-automatic weapons in the nation. You had better wake up, for when the last gun leaves the last hand of the last honest American, it will be the end of freedom in the entire world. Not just in America, but in the entire world. You can stop this assault upon your Creator-endowed rights, protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, on your freedom to keep and bear arms. You can tell your congressman that you refuse to be blamed for the violent acts of criminals. You can tell your congressman that you are sick and tired of being told to justify your need to own this or that. Remind your congressman that in America, we have a Bill of Rights, not a Bill of Needs. Technically, according to a ruling by the Executive and Justice Departments of the United States government, we are under the law of the United Nations Charter and the resolutions passed by the United Nations. This is no longer the land of the free, and I am beginning to wonder if it is the home of the brave. Understand what I am telling you. The Constitution of the United States of America states that the militia, being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The law specifically states that the militia is all men and boys between the ages of 17 and 45. They are required to own a weapon and at least 100 rounds of ammunition. Gun legislation is against the Constitution. It is unconstitutional. The Senate ruled in 1981 that the military is not the militia, that the National Guard is not the militia, that the militia is constituted by the whole of the people. By the whole of the people. By the whole of the people. The Arizona State Constitution says that the militia, the unorganized militia, is all men and boys between the ages of 17 and 45. The Arizona State Constitution forbids taking the guns away from the people. Specifically states that Arizona state citizens have a right to keep and bear arms with no strings attached. So all gun legislation, specifically gun legislation, which would take weapons out of the hands of those who under the law constitute the militia, is unconstitutional and illegal. You must form militia units now. You must organize now. You must forbid anyone who has ever been convicted of a felony from serving in your militia unit. You must have strict regulation. You must elect officers. You must swear allegiance to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect and defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you must do this now. You must form publicly, with weapons, under the law, and you must drill at least one day a month in public, with weapons. All weapons must be inspected. They must not be loaded with ammunition, although militia members may have ammunition on their person. You must do this. You must inspect your state constitutions and your state laws. You must organize your militia legally within the law. You must do this now. It will not be long, dear listeners, before they have to make overt moves to put into place the control of each individual citizen. They have named this as the year that they will disarm the American people completely, 100%. This is the year that they have named for the completion of the total disarmament of the American people. Whether or not they are successful will depend upon you. All legislation requiring the registration, the limitation, or the banning of the ownership of firearms of any kind must be challenged on constitutional basis by those who constitute, under the law, the militia. If this is done, you cannot lose. Call your congressman. Make your, not desires, folks, demands known. Ask at least 10 of your friends to call their congressman. Visit your congressman's district office with your friends, attend town meetings, call them traitors to their face in public. Make up bills to be posted on fences, on telephone poles, everywhere in your cities, naming the traitors who have helped to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and thus the sovereignty, and thus the very heart and soul of this nation. You must do this now. We cannot wait any longer. No action of any kind can be instituted by any militia unit for any reason unless the government attempts another Waco, Texas, or attempts house-to-house seizure of weapons. If those two things occur, they must be considered as an overt, not covert, but an overt, open act of war against the American people, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And then the militia of the states, the several states of the United States, will be within the law and 100% legal in taking action to defend our rights, our sovereignty, our nation. Of, for, and by the people. You cannot sit back any longer and lay the blame upon anyone. Not the Jews, not the blacks, not the bankers, not the secret societies, not anyone. We are in this situation because of our own apathy, ignorance, stupidity, and greed. And we are the only ones who can turn it around. No one else will or can do it for us. There are no knights on white horses in shining armor who are going to come along and sweep you off your feet and save you from the dragon. We must slay the dragon, and the dragon is within us. The gun banners now openly brag how their Brady Bill was just a first step in their all-out assault upon us. Here's what Handgun Control Incorporated President Richard Aborn said December the 8th, 1993. Quote, the NRA claimed that they vigorously fought the Brady Bill at every turn and every step because it was the nose of the camel under the tent. Today we would like to tell you what the rest of the camel looks like, unquote. To stop these bans, you must act now. You must be a part of the militia. We must exercise our duties, our responsibilities. And notice, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say that this was a choice. I didn't say that this was a privilege. I didn't say that this is something that you can think about. This is a duty. It is a responsibility of every American citizen, especially all of those of us who have sworn at one or more times in our life to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Technically, the Constitution is gone. It's gone. But we're not gone, and we're not in chains yet, and they do not have our weapons yet. So we still have a chance to reinstate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as the supreme law of the land, legally and lawfully. It is our right, it is our duty, it is our responsibility. And if we shirk it, shame will blanket this nation. You will not be able to look your children or your loved ones or your friends in the eye ever, ever again as long as you live. For when this nation dies, when the last right of the last free man and woman has been stripped away, it will be your fault. If you own a store and you stock it with the best merchandise, the most expensive items, and you fill your cash drawers so that you can make change, and you do business for 2 weeks, and then you leave, for a long, long period of time, and you neither call, nor stop by, nor check, nor worry, nor even care. When you come back and find all the shelves stripped and bare, the shelves themselves gone, the walls gone, the cash drawers empty, the fixtures, the roof stripped, the walls taken from the foundation, the parking lot cracked and full of weeds, you may blame anyone you wish, but it is your fault. It is your fault. Going to read you a memorandum sent out by Handgun Control Incorporated. I quote, "And remember to praise President Clinton and Attorney General Janet Reno for their political courage for standing up to the old boy network of the gun lobby. Special praise to Senator Dianne Feinstein was mentioned for her courage in standing up to the ever-diminishing number of gun-crazy extremists who are actually pushing to make our society a killing field. What is pending now and can be law in 1994, ban of all clips holding over 6 bullets, ban of all semi-autos which can fire more than 6 bullets without reloading, ban of possession of parts to convert arms into military configuration, ban on all pump shotguns capable of being converted to more than 5 shots without reloading, ban of all machine guns, destructive devices, short shotguns, rifles, assault weapons, Saturday night specials, and non-sporting ammunition. Arsenal licensing for possession of multiple guns and large amounts of ammunition. Elimination of the Department of Civil Marksmanship, long considered a sacred cow and a dinosaur from the Cold War years. Thank you, Mr. Clinton. Ban on possession of a firearm within a home located within 1,000 feet of a schoolyard. Ban on all realistic replicas, toy guns, or non-firearms capable of being rendered realistic. The right of victims of gun violence to sue manufacturers and dealers to be affirmed and perhaps aided with money from government programs. Taxes on ammo, dealers' licenses, and guns to offset the medical costs to society, and the eventual ban of all semi-automatics regardless of when made or caliber, whether pistol or rifle. What was only a dream 10 years ago can be reality as early as this year. After the meeting, the following ideas were the result of a brainstorming session to guide the focus of gun control initiatives over the next 5 years. These may not be politically feasible ideas for 1994, but we are confident that with continued pressure, we can achieve most, if not all, of these goals within the next 5 years. The following list is condensed from our meeting in which we considered the best ideas for public safety expansion. The time is right for action. The 5-year plan. licenses. National licensing of all handgun purchases. This is at the top of our list. However, the political climate may be ripe to initiate this step immediately. Please refer to our memo outlining our ideas on how this should be executed. License for rifle and shotguns. We should take our cues from Great Britain. Strict licensing should be mandatory for all firearms, whether handguns or not. State licenses for ownership of firearms. We want to take a workable idea from Great Britain, whereas we should require the states to issue strict licenses for possession and require the licensees to be signed by at least three public officials, in effect, the police chief, the city attorney, and the mayor, for example, to eliminate ownership by dangerous individuals. It is reasonable to require that all individuals must prove to the signers that they require a firearm, and this should be attached to any legislation requiring purchasers to show a need for a firearm. Reduction of the number of guns to require an arsenal license. Right now, the proposed arsenal licenses, which Senator Feinstein should be pushing for, requires an arsenal license for those people who feel they need more than 20 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. We feel that number is too generous due to the fact that any number of guns constitutes a grave threat to the safety of the community. We suggest strongly that this license limit be reduced to possession greater than 5 guns and 250 rounds of ammunition. It is not unreasonable to require a yearly fee for an arsenal license to be at least $300 with a cap of $1,000. The money collected can be used to defray the immense medical costs directly attributed to these deadly weapons. No arsenal licensing to be permitted in counties with populations of more than 20,000. We should follow Great Britain's lead on this, the requirement of federally approved storage safes for all guns. All licensed gun owners should be required to have a storage safe which meets minimum federally mandated requirements. This step would reduce the tragic accidents which claim the lives of tens of thousands of children a year and make it more difficult for burglars to steal the guns. Another good revenue source. Did you hear that, folks? Did you hear that, folks? Another good revenue source. But that's not what it's about. It's just a byproduct. It's about protecting socialism against those of us who would fight it. Another good revenue source. Another good revenue source would be mandatory inspection licensing of all safes. Each safe would be registered with a specific serial number, and the serial numbers and types of weapons stored should be on file with federal and state authorities. Since unannounced inspectors can ensure that all declared weapons are being properly stored, all safe licenses should have an additional yearly fee to offset the cost of these spot inspections. You know, they blame firearms, guns, for crimes. Yet I have never once in my entire life seen them arrest. Even one gun, not one firearm, has ever been arrested, has never been arraigned for the crime, and has never been brought to trial, not even once. And that proves, once again, that the socialists are blithering, idiot, frothing at the mouth liars. For just as we have always stated, people cause crime, not guns, and that's why they arrest people, arraign people, and try people, and incarcerate people, and sometimes execute people, not guns, not weapons. Never once have they arrested, arraigned, tried, executed, or incarcerated a weapon of any kind ever in the history of this country. They want a ban on manufacturing in counties with a population of more than 200,000. Guns are being built all the time, and the number of licensed manufacturers are too great to justify the threat to public safety. This is a small step to reduce the number of these shops where anything, even machine guns, are being built every day, and that is a lie. I would call your attention once again, ladies and gentlemen, that the cities in this nation with the highest murder rates, the highest number of deaths from criminal activity, are those cities which have 100% ban on gun ownership by the citizens, rendering them victims. Rendering them victims. the threat, ladies and gentlemen, the threat to public safety is banning the ownership of firearms. Every year, more people are saved from being crime victims by the use of personal handguns, firearms. In fact, several times the number that are killed by criminals are saved. But you never read those statistics, do you? Don't go away. I'll be right back. Folks, tonight's broadcast is a call to arms, legally and lawfully, under the law, forming militia units, preparing yourselves for the worst. What you're hearing tonight is the beginning, the beginning of the end of the end, for the end has already occurred. This is just the beginning of the end, unless we stop it. What you just heard inspires many of us to remember what happened the last time Americans fought Americans. And the reason I played that is I want you to understand that this is serious business that we're talking about. This is no joke. This is no joke, and if they continue, someone is going to get hurt, badly, badly hurt, and the blood will run in the streets of America. They know this, and that's why they must take the guns away from the American people. It is the only reason that they want to take the guns away from the American people. And I tell you now that unless they rethink their position, back up, and understand what they are bringing about, the same thing is going to happen again that happened in the 1860s in this country. Families will be split, brothers will fight brothers, and the blood will once again run in the streets of America. There are too many of us who treasure freedom more than we fear death. So I can guarantee you, without any hesitation, without any second thoughts whatsoever, that if what is happening continues to happen, there will be an attempt by patriots to reinstate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in its legal and lawful, rightful place as the supreme law of the land. It will be a rightful, legal, and lawful attempt required by us, by the law, by the oaths that we have taken during our lives to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We have no choice in this matter. And if you're an American, you don't have any choice in this matter either. As the new one world government solidifies and takes its place, if it is not stopped, the phony money that even though you know is phony, that you have in your wallets and you use every day, will become as worthless at some point in the future as Confederate money is today. And so you'd better take the proper steps to protect yourselves financially. Do it now. Right now. These people want to ban, they want a national ban on all assault weapons based on a point system that can be expanded to eventually cover any firearm with a remotely military appearance. And folks, that's a catch-all phrase, because if you go back through history, every firearm that exists remotely resembles a military firearm. Even blunderbusses and muskets. They feel that this aggressive appearance appeals to the type of dangerous individuals who are a definite threat to public safety, meaning socialism. We hope that this point system can eventually be expanded to high-powered air guns and paintball weapons, which can inflict great damage and with a little effort can be converted to real guns. Banning of any machine gun parts or parts which can be used in a machine gun. Periodicals such as the Shotgun News particularly cater to individuals which wish to build illegal machine guns. If Senator Feinstein's courageous section of the crime bill is successful in banning all machine guns except for police and military, then there would be no legitimate need for machine gun parts except to build illegal weapons. Feinstein is a traitor. All of these people are traitors. They're acting in concert to illegally subvert the Constitution of the United States of America. To place us under the rule of a foreign power. That fits the definition of treason in anyone's book. They should be arrested, tried by a jury of their peers, and hung if they are convicted. Item number 12, they say, we should institute a federal mandate to the states to strictly regulate the carrying of a firearm. Banning replacement parts, manufacture, sale, possession, transfer, installation, except barrel trigger group. Thousands of people are building illegal weapons every day. We can put a dent in this by banning parts and parts kits, except whose items, like the barrel and trigger group, which are most likely to wear out due to use. Elimination of the curio relic list. A gun is a gun. Even an old gun can kill people. This is a loophole in the federal law which has allowed thousands of dangerous weapons to be distributed unchecked. This regulation, if enacted, would automatically eliminate the need for a curio or relic collector's license. All handguns, rifles, and shotguns would fall into the same category as their modern counterpart. Control of ammunition belonging to certain surplus firearms. Senator Moynihan has already proposed a tax or ban on 22 long rifles. 22 long rifles, 32 ACP, and 9mm ammo. For those of you who don't understand this language, ACP is automatic Colt pistol. However, it has been pointed out to us that there is an extreme proliferation of high-powered surplus rifles. In effect, the Mosin-Nagant series and Enfield series, in which the wholesale prices are as low as $45 to $75. We suggest that to control the proliferation of violence associated with the large numbers of these types of weapons entering this country, that we ban the importation of their ammunition, 7.62 by 54 and 303 surplus ammunition. Eventual ban of handgun possession. This may be closer to reality than many of us think. Handguns are becoming increasingly unpopular, and we think that within 5 years we can enact a total ban on possession at the federal level. Banning of any ammo that fits military guns post-1945. With the proliferation of high-powered weapons, including semi-automatics and automatics from World War II, we suggest following the lead of Mexico by prohibiting the sale, manufacture, possession, or transfer of any caliber fitting a military firearm in service with a recognized military force after 1945. Treason. Ammunition and explosives, banning of any quantity of smokeless powder or black powder which would constitute more than the equivalent of 100 rounds of ammunition. With the bombing of the World Trade Center, it has been made clear that we must reinforce the above proposed regulation with this additional notation. It is arguable that none has any real need to have so much dangerous material on hand, and you blithering socialist idiots. The FBI has stated that they found traces and proof that points to the fact that the explosive used in the bombing of the World Trade Center was a common fertilizer found at any garden supply nursery. Ammonium nitrate, soaked in kerosene, with a fuse stuck in it, will do more damage than what you're talking about banning here. In fact, I can make explosives from household products found in any kitchen in this country that are more powerful than what you're talking about banning here. Ban on the possession of explosive powders of more than 1 kilogram at any one time. Gun nuts are notorious for circumventing the intent of the law, so we can reinforce the above proposed regulation with this additional notation. This additional language can be useful in preventing bomb maker and other dangerous individuals. And here's another foaming at the mouth, raving socialist nut calling us gun nuts. They say gun nuts are notorious for circumventing the intent of the law. Any law, you idiots, any law regulating firearm ownership by the American people is unconstitutional and is illegal. We are not circumventing the law. We are protecting our rights. It is you, you treasonous bastards. Going to call us gun nuts? I have a few choice words in my vocabulary also. Any of you out there that think you have virgin ears, put a pillow over your head. We are at war. We are at war. Not declared by us, not wanted by us. Most of us don't even want to recognize it until it's too late. But nevertheless, we are at war. And so far, the enemy is winning this battle. You can compare the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights against the articles of police action in any newspaper in this country, and you will see that there are no Bill of Rights. There are no rights, period. Banning of high-powered ammo or wounding ammo. In addition to the banning of military calibers, there's a plethora of dangerous rounds which are too high-powered for sporting use. This includes the highest calibers of pistols and rifle ammunition. Of note are the monster calibers for rifles and pistols like the 50 caliber Desert Eagle bullet. We should not forget the lessons learned with the insidious Black Talon ammo, hollow points, blazer killing rounds, and other types of ammunition designed specifically for maiming should be prohibited. Well, that's strange. If you're so concerned about killing or maiming with these types of rounds, why is it that every police force in the nation uses them? Why is it that you can find them loaded in the pistols of almost every police officer that you meet, with few exceptions? A national license for ammunition. This is an idea whose time has come. We should look at a federal license for purchasing of ammunition of all kinds. A special form should be forwarded to a new federal office to track those who are purchasing too much ammunition. Too much ammunition according to whom? Remember that a gun is useless without ammunition. And there is the real intent. The real intent. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that when the NRA or any other organization uses all of these arguments about the ownership of weapons that have absolutely nothing to do with the true intent of our forefathers and the real reason for the second article and amendment to the Constitution, you must stand up right then and there and set them straight on the matter. When the National Rifle Association sends out solicitation for membership notices stating, quote, join the NRA, protect your right to hunt, unquote. They are playing the game of the enemy, and in fact, we believe, may be the enemy. For they are certainly not protecting the right of the American people to keep and bear arms with such drivel as that. The second article in amendment, ladies and gentlemen, was insured to the American people to protect our right to keep and bear arms in order that no despotic government could ever enslave us. And that is the only argument for the right to keep and bear arms. Any other argument is smoke. Any attempt to correct or connect the right to keep and bear arms with the right to hunt connects the ownership of weapons with animal rights. And as the environmentalists succeed in attributing rights to animals, gun ownership will disappear, and the NRA knows this. Not only that, an organization formed to fight against the registration of guns, then take your name, address, phone number, and registers your gun. Bah. 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 Are there any Americans left? Are there any people out there left who understand what this battle is all about? Is there anyone out there who really knows what is going on and what the stakes really are, besides the enemy? Banning or strict licensing of all reloading components. Ammunition regulation laws can be regularly bypassed by home loaders, creating an underground cottage industry of ammo manufacture. Possession or purchase of reloading equipment and machines should be restricted, and those who wish to use specially loaded ammunition can go to a federally licensed reloader. National registration of ammunition or ammo buyers. Requirement of special storage safe for ammunition and licensing. Restricting gun ranges to counties with populations less than 200,000. Special licensing of ranges. Special range tax to visitors. Waiting period for rentals on pistol ranges. Activities which promote gun violence. Banning gun shows. Illegal transfers and sales of assault weapons and submachine guns is a common event at these so-called gun shows. A huge dent can be made in the illegal trafficking of weapons by banning these shows altogether. Recently, I was talking to a gun dealer who condemned another gun dealer for making a pistol that used a certain type of ammunition, 7.62x39. The ATF then banned that ammunition, and the gun dealers blamed that manufacturer for manufacturing the pistol instead of putting the blame where it properly belongs upon the traitors who banned the ammunition. And when we do that, we are fighting on the side of the enemy. Olympic Arms was within their right to make a machine pistol using 7.62 by 39 ammunition under the second article in amendment to the Constitution. Such a weapon could be useful to the militia of the United States and of the several states. So I publicly chastise all of you who condemned Olympic Arms for manufacturing that pistol. I salute Olympic Arms for doing it. They want to ban military reenactments. The questionable historical value of these events has escaped public scrutiny for too long. Many of these so-called historical events are mere excuses for gun nuts to blast the countryside with automatic weapons. What is to keep them from loading live bullets and having those stray bullets kill innocent children? What lives in the future will be lost due to this paramilitary training going on right under our noses? We propose the prohibition of survivalist paramilitary World War I and World War II and Civil War reenactments on federal land and hope to encourage the states to prohibit them from state and county lands as well. And I believe that these people should be rounded up and incarcerated right now. The people who are writing this drivel are rabid, foaming at the mouth. They are sick, mentally ill. Of course, they're socialists. Gun control works, ladies and gentlemen. Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong and Fidel Castro have proven it. They want to make unlawful the assembly of more than four armed individuals who are not peace officers or military. Since most hunting parties consist of four, we recognize the need to eliminate the currently legal assembly of shooters for paramilitary training on private lands. This is just one good suggestion for our elimination of the gun culture from the mainstream, and you cannot do it. It is unconstitutional. Of course, you will argue that the Constitution is not in effect. We are actually under the United Nations Charter. It is an erroneous assumption, an erroneous ruling, and will result in bloodshed being spilled in this country. But nevertheless, that is what you will argue, and we will counter by forming militia units with as many people as we can muster. We will arm ourselves, and when you come against us, we will fight you. There will not be another Waco, Texas in this country. If we allow another Waco, Texas in this country, ladies and gentlemen, it will be the absolute symbol that the American people have surrendered all of their rights, all of them. They want to curb hunting on all public lands. They want to make gun owners' records and photos a matter of public record. Random police checks for weapons like sobriety checkpoints. Do you understand what I'm telling you? In the next 15 years, with all that is going on, who knows what is possible in the next few years with murders in the streets and the public fed up and the once mighty thugs of the gun lobby whimpering in impotence. We have an opportunity to change the face of America for the better, and you better watch out who you call impotent. Previously, we thought that it would take at least a century to eliminate dangerous weapons and guns from the public hands, but now, with allies in the White House and Congress, we can accelerate this trend and make the barbaric NRA extinct. And I'm for that anyway. Here are some ideas to consider for the long term. If every American were responsible, you wouldn't need to register your guns with the NRA. Listen to this. You get mad at me for calling them bastards? Listen to this. Essential to the Neanderthal gun culture are the typical military clothing, camouflage, pouches and gear, boots and other combat gear. They euphemistically refer to this as militaria. Elimination of the future sale of these items will cripple the culture of violence well into the 21st century. The total elimination of arms from society. Here's the last one, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot survive into the 21st century unless we remember the need to expand our wave to new thinking, to the total disarmament of America. What did I tell you? How many times have I warned you? How many times have I read to you the laws that they have passed and the treaties that they have signed to do exactly that? Good night, dear sheeple. I hope you awake tomorrow as real people. And nevertheless, God bless you all.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
America, I issue this call to arms. It is your duty, it is your responsibility.